Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the KPR Mills Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be no opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Nigam from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Hi everyone. Thank you for joining us for KPR Mills' first quarter FY24 earnings conference call. Today we are joined by Mr. P. Natarajan, Managing Director for KPR Mills, Mr. P. L. Murugappan, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. P. Kandasamy, Company Secretary. Now, without any further delay, I will hand it over to management for any opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Abhishek. I am Natarajan, Managing Director, KPR Mills Limited. Very good evening to everyone. I welcome you all for the KPR Mills Limited first quarter earnings call for the financial year 2023-24. The global economy is facing uncertainty due to geopolitical tension, elevated inflation, and banking system interruption in certain countries. Despite the above, the Indian economy remains resilient, supported by its strong economic fundamentals, retaining fastest-growing economy status. Currently, all sectors of the textile industry are going through a rough patch. The main causes are the sluggish demand in major importing countries on account of inflation, unstable price of domestic cotton, low arrival of cotton in the market during peak season, import duty on cotton, increase in energy cost, piling up of inventories, severe competition from competing countries, etc. But going forward, the situation is improving as exporters are slowly but steadily getting orders. However, we are happy that irrespective of the difficult market scenario, KPR could maintain its performance because of its vertically integrated facilities, increased revenue and profitability from sugar segment stimulated by the favorable ethanol market have been supporting our growth trend continuously. As announced in the earlier calls, to generate additional revenue, an exclusive vortex spinning mill at an outlay of rupees 100 crore is established that will be completed in the current quarter. The processing and printing expansion at rupees 50 crore will be over in the current quarter. The rooftop solar plant at rupees 50 crore has been commissioned already. The ethanol capacity expansion of rupees 150 crore will be completed before the coming season. And also, to improve the quality and productivity of spinning, we are modernizing the spinning division with a total outlay of rupees 150 crore. All these growth initiatives at a total outlay of rupees 500 crore will result in improving our performance further. With these opening remarks, the floor is now open for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you. So my first question on the garments, if you can highlight where is it that we are signing new orders, and what would be the realization for the new orders that you will be getting?
Sir, our approach is steady only. We are getting, as you know, we are in presence in Europe, US, and Australia mainly. We have a small share in Asia also. Currently, our realization is, average realization is about 185 rupees per piece.
Right. And new orders that would be coming in would also be at similar range or lower?
Expected to be similar thing. Because of this yarn price reduction, there would be some impact, maybe 5-10 rupees. Otherwise, expected to be in the same level.
Correct. And what would be our production target for this year? And we stay at about 150 million.
Yeah, we are hoping to reach 150 million.
Correct. And given the MD sir spoke about some improvement, I mean, some early signs of improvement in demand, we had spoken about some brownfield capex that we intended to do. So, I mean, is the improvement good enough for us to go out and do that capex or not yet?
We have not yet decided. We are just waiting for the things to improve.
Correct. This is for the brownfield, right?
Yeah, correct.
Correct. And sir, what would be the cotton yarn spread currently?
It's about 12% now.
12%. And usually we have mentioned that a sustainable...
Yes, about 17-18%. Now it's about 12%.
Correct. Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Biplab Deepa Brahma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. So, sir, I was just calculating on the garment production. So, we had a production of 35.36 million pieces of garments in the first quarter. And if we assume at this rate we'll produce, then we'll be producing around 141 million pieces for the entire year. And if you see our capacity minus the HOPA is around 147 million pieces. That translates to our capacity utilization of more than 90%, around 95-96%. So should not we be investing in expanding the garment capacity, or our future order book is weak, or we anticipate muted growth in garment? What is the reason that despite such high capacity utilization, we are not taking any steps to increase the capacity in garment
segment? Sir, as MD explained to you in the opening remarks itself, the market is facing a lot of issues, especially the European and the US markets. So just we want to settle these markets to a reasonable extent to take further calls. US, I think it is more or less coming out of this recessionary trend, but Europe still is facing, because Europe being a large buyer of our product, we want the things to settle. It is not a question of investing, it is a matter of getting a decision based on the external environment.
Okay. And sir, we saw that textile segment witnessing lower revenue Q&Q and year-on-year. Sir, what could be the reason of that? Is it because of lower volume or lower realization?
Sir, basically the lower realization in yarn.
Lower realization in yarn.
Yes, sir. Quantity is more or less the same, but the realization from yarn is lower. Because the cotton prices has come down sharply, because of that the realization has come down.
Okay. And what would be the revenue potential from this new capacity expansion? And from when do you think this new capacity would start generating revenue?
So the work is being expected to be sometime in the second half of this year.
And what would be the revenue potential at full capacity?
It will be somewhere around 140 to 150 crore per annum. Solar already started its production. Processing and printing will generate another 50 crore kind of a business. It's more of a value addition for our own consumption. Ethanol capacity will generate the revenue of close to about 200 crores. That will be offset with the molasses, that will be the sugar and molasses production will be offset against the ethanol production. So net revenue will be around 100 crores.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rishabh from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to understand for the next 2-3 years regarding your CapEx plans, how are you looking at textile versus ethanol segment, sir? Is there a policy? Because now currently last 1 year, ethanol has done very good for us. So will you be investing more here, or how would you look at this, investing in both segments as a policy?
Sir, you see, our core business is textiles, so we are concentrating more on textiles, and the present situation is little bit, you know, volatile, especially particularly just before what we said about the European market has to improve, so we are waiting for that. And by the way, ethanol also, that we have, that's why, you know, we are expanding our capacity in the first unit of the sugar, where in the beginning we put a small size and we have doubled the capacity now. So further again, we have to, you know, balance these, you know, the how much we are crushing and how much the sugar output and, you know, this much of, say, X amount of investment and how long we can run the factory with the molasses to produce ethanol. So these are all technically we have to assess these things. So once this, you know, the existing ongoing project is completed, say our capacity will be around 5 lakh liters per day, include both the units together. So means approximately 2,50,000 liters each unit. So then we have to see this, you know, balancing the ethanol production with the molasses output. So based on that, maybe like once it's completed, we can, technically we study and what could be that we can further increase in ethanol. Of course, ethanol is, more marginal in the south of the sugar, ethanol molasses. So we will decide on the end of the next season.
Is there an internal benchmark you follow? Get sort of 100 rupees of CapEx. I understand it as per the market condition. But is there a benchmark wherein maximum limit you might be ready to put in ethanol segment? Is there any, you follow anything?
No, there is no benchmark. In fact, you know, we have to study, you know, that, you know, if we produce the ethanol, I mean, this molasses, and after the crushing is, and because we are producing ethanol from the sugar syrup also. And how much the syrup we can utilize and how much the ethanol we can run it till the next season. Because producing, more molasses and we cannot run the ethanol till the next season. You know, even we cannot intersect that. Then, you know, our crushing, of the next season will be affected. So we have to calculate accordingly. This is something technical issue we have to study. What is the crushing capacity of the sugar cane? So that we have to study. So based on that, we have to calculate and invest.
Okay. So just one last question. From the garment realization, if I have to take a 3-4 year view, currently we are at 180 rupees per piece. So can it go to 250-300 rupees? Or is that trajectory that should we look for KPR in the high value added segment?
No, sir. It is like the per piece realization is only for calculation purposes. We are working on 20% margin kind of a business, not per piece realization basis.
Okay.
Understand. So more quantity also we will do, but basically we are looking at 20% margin in this business.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Priyana Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So what would be your garment order book today?
It's about 1,000 crore, madam.
Okay. And if what will be the breakup between yarn and fabric business revenue and volume?
Yeah. Yarn sales is for 14,600 tons.
Okay.
Fabric sales is about 2,000 tons.
2,000, okay. And value?
Yarn revenue is 391 crore and fabric revenue is about 69 crore.
Understood, sir. And sir, how was the margins in various segments, yarn and fabric versus garments?
Yarn and fabric is about 12%. Garment is about 27%.
27?
Yeah.
Sir, what led to this increase in the garment business margin? Because if we look at...
because of the lower inventory cost. Because it is in intergenerational transfer at arm's length, no? When the yarn prices are lower, the margin from garments would be higher.
Okay, understood. So going forward, we should look at sustainable margins only and not these margins.
Yeah, regular margins we will have, yeah.
Okay. And sir, ethanol margins, if I want to see, this time you gave EBIT margin of 26% in 1Q. Is it fair to assume that ethanol margins are around 35% EBITDA level?
We are not calculating separately for ethanol margin. The sugar margin expected to be somewhere around, the sugar business margin expected to be around
25%. 25% blended?
Blended, yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. These were my questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Preeti Chaudhary from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So first one is, so India signed the FTA with Australia. But if I look at our numbers, our percentage of business from Australia has been falling. So I just wanted to know, has it grown in absolute terms and has the company taken any steps or are in talks with customers in Australia for bringing the business in the country?
Sir, we are supplying to the major players in Australia. Our business is to Australia is more or less in line. So there is no drop in the business. If you look at the last quarter and this quarter, it's about 12.3% kind of business.
Okay, alright. And the next question is, so what is the update of bringing in the machinery from our Ethiopia plant?
We are trying to bring it back and the process is on.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Monish Ghodke from HDFC Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, ethanol sales volume, what is the split between syrup root, B heavy root and C heavy root?
This quarter is more or less small syrup we have done. Mostly it is all B heavy root only.
Okay, and sir, after the expansion, will it be the B heavy only?
No. Both, during the season, it is from the syrup. The off season, it will be from the B heavy syrup.
Okay, so how will the split look like for full year?
Full year is 50%. 50% is from syrup and 50% from B heavy molasses.
Okay. And so how easy or difficult is to expand our crushing capacity in terms of, you know, regulatory approvals and all?
Well, it is depending on the area where we have situated. Presently, the areas are more or less saturated. We cannot expand the capacity as it is. So, we are fully running now.
Okay. And strategically, like, is it our focus area that, you know, over time we have to increase the crushing capacity? Maybe if I see, you know, 5 years down the line, will our capacity be more or it will be the same?
We have to see. We have to wait and see. Because more of the business decision has to be taken depending on the availability and other things. We will take a decision based on the inputs of various other areas we will take.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chinmay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations to the management for the good setup number. So my question is now, our current cotton inventory levels, how much it is? I mean,
it's about 3 months inventory we have, sir.
Okay, so now we are actually for 3 months inventory. Okay, fine, fine. And sir, now for our Europe section, do you think any in current after you know after July month also, is there some good inquiries or something like that?
So garment inquiries are good only. We are having a reasonable order position. We hope that it will improve in from here on.
Okay, because generally we book our half yearly our orders, no? So
yeah, more or less we booked them.
Okay, sir. Okay, thanks. Thank you, sir. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants: anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Roshan from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So do you expect the import duty on cotton to be
Sorry to interrupt, Roshan. Your audio is sounding very muffled.
Is it audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Do you expect the import duty on cotton to be removed anytime soon?
Sir, not know much about it. We have represented through the associations. We hope that something will happen.
Okay. After the signing of FTA with Australia, are you seeing any increasing traction in terms of new orders from the Australian market?
As of today, the business is good. We hope that it will improve.
Okay. Can you provide some clarity on the UK FTA?
UK FTA is in the advanced stage, sir. We hope that it will happen during this year.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Biplab Deep Brahma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call again. On the capex that you have planned, of the planned capex, how much capex yet to be incurred? I think in ethanol yet to be incurred. How much to be incurred going forward, capex?
Yeah, approximately about 200 crore need to be spent.
And the remaining have been spent?
Already been spent, yeah.
Okay, sir. Yeah. And sir, I missed the margin, yarn margin this quarter. How much was it?
It is 12%. Yarn margin is 12%. And garment margin is about 27%. And okay. The sugar is about 27%.
Okay. And the one final question is on the ethanol and sugar. So, sir, once this new ethanol capacity starts, is commissioned, so on a steady state basis, what would be the yearly total sugar production and ethanol production in terms of volume?
Volume-wise, we are looking at 2 lakh tons of sugar and 12 crore liters of ethanol.
How much, sir, in ethanol?
12 crore liters.
12 crore liters.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Prithvi Kotari from Uni Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
All right, thank you again. If we look at overall garment sales globally for the last 5-10 years, it always used to be a 2-3%, a low growth market, but because of our internal efficiencies, because of our cost and cost efficiencies that we could bring to the table, we had captured a large part of market share and we grew much, much faster globally. So in that context, what are we, I mean, we understand that the demand is sluggish, but from our side internally, what is it or what are the actions we are taking to be able to capture the global market share?
No, you see, we are continuously updating our, the quality parameters and whatever we have, the integrated facility, we are adding the value addition wherever is requirement. That's why just now we have increased our processing capacity with printing and all these things. So wherever, customer requirements based on that, we not only study the market and customer requirement, even the new customers are coming in, whatever they suggest, and accordingly, almost it's called a balancing the present capacity. Not only the capacity, wherever is possible, adding the equipment for the value additions. That kind of thing, gives more interesting for the customers. So once they come in, they see the facilities and all these things, during the, lean time also, we are able to, procure our required orders. So that is why we are very closely monitoring the market, the global scenario, and within the factory itself, what kind of the facilities, what we have to create. So all these things we are continuously monitoring our all the teams, marketing team, technical team, quality team. So these all, hand in hand, they interact. So we have to be on the job. We have to be on the market on daily basis, 24 hours around the clock. So like that. So this is the way we are working. So that's why we are able to, run with even in this situation also with a better efficiency and better productivity.
Correct. And in terms of say, cost efficiency or the price point at which we are able to cater to the customers, I believe you would be one of the best globally, correct?
Yeah, you are right, sir.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Dinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So my question was regarding FASO. Can we have some numbers like quarter on quarter, how we've been growing FASO like over the last few quarters, and what are your future plans for FASO? How are we planning to scale it up?
Yeah, currently the quarter on quarter basis, we are close to about 10 crore per quarter. We hope that it will increase from the current year onwards. We are putting all our efforts. We are launching the product across India now. It will be completed during this year. We hope that it will reach to double digit in the coming period.
Right. Any marketing plan that we have for FASO, anything in place?
Well, yes, all the efforts are made. We are on track, sir.
Right. Are we present online as well with FASO? Someone like Amazon or Flipkart, Myntra, etc.?
Yeah. We are available, sir.
Right. Thank you so much. That's it for me.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sameer Deshpande from Fair Deal Investments. Please go ahead. Sameer, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is from the line of Avneesh Chandra from FMIFS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of performance in a very difficult situation. So recently we have heard many negative news, especially from the South market, where spinning companies said they are facing so much issues. So how is the situation now? Any commentary on that?
Sir, generally we see that, the mills, particularly standalone spinning mills, of course what you are saying is right, were suffering because of the cotton price, where, the highest the last year reached more than 1 lakh, and suddenly within a couple of months it has fell down below 60,000. And those who have a larger inventory, or even according to the size of the mills, you know, the spinning sector, you know, fragmented, where mills are having even 5,000 spindles to 5 lakh spindles. So the small mills, when they have more inventory by borrowing money from bank, so once the cotton price become half of that, so half of their working capital just vanished. So those mills, those who are financially running with a tight planning, they're all suffering. So this is a fact. And the thing is that during that time, some people were in the expansion mode also, whether small or large, they were in the expansion mode, where they are further, invested in, construction, in construction work, and even the machinery they bought and all these things. So because of that, when suddenly the price become half of what it was, around 1 lakh, so people has to suffer, for want of working capital. In the other part, so these kind of the situations never happened, in fact, in the last, we can say, 1 or 2 decades. So it was totally unexpected. And also, there was some chances of, by the time, to import, but, the import duty also imposed 11% on import of cotton. So that door also closed. So because of that, the mills were really suffering. And some people, anyway, they have, trying to come out, and some people are already still suffering. So so this is the situation now.
Okay, sir. So, sir, when we see this kind of news, and when we look at the RMG export data for several months, it is year-on declining in each and every month. And when we see your commentary also, that you are wait and watch mode before making a firm decision on the CAPEX, should all it indicate that we are going for some slowdown? Because your numbers are very good as compared to what we see generally in RMG export data, and still you are not deciding. So anything which we are not able to understand this?
Sir, you see, that's why I said, everybody is suffering, and we are with all, hard difficulty, and with all our strength, what we have inherent strength, with that we are able to stand. But, we don't want to take risk by investing a huge sum at this situation, because it is not only the cotton. It is, I told particularly about the standalone spinning mills. But, because of the maybe various things happened in globally, particularly because of the war, our major export is to Europe, and European market is really, really suffered heavily due to the war, and we all know well about even, their the power cost, that is electricity cost, has gone high, very high, 5 times, 6 times. So people slow down in their purchase also. They are concentrating only on the essential requirement like food and all the other things. They slow down their, even the fashion, on fashion goods. So all these things are, we are also, very closely watching all these things. So at this kind of situation, we don't want to, we want to, keep ready for the next stage, and we don't want to throw the money bought in hand to somewhere, and we should not struggle. So that's why we are little extra cautious, but this is the, it is not in our hand, or it is not within India, it's a global market. So it's better to wait and see. So that is, maybe you may think we are, conservative, but we want to be a little more cautious. So that is why we are looking for.
Understood, sir. One last thing, sir. Our cotton inventory, last time you guided 4 months. It is still 4 months inventory?
It is 3 months inventory now.
Okay. And average price of that 3 month inventory?
It will be somewhere around 60,000 rupees.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Priyana Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir.
This year is again going to be a difficult year as per your commentary, given the uncertainty in the global scenario as well as the volatility in cotton prices. How do you see? I know you don't give guidance, but if qualitatively you could help us understand how we should look at it from this year or from next 3 years point of view, how we should look at KPI.
So far the market is little difficult, but we hope that it will be improving from here on. We see good opportunities this year also in the second half of the year. We are seeing some improvement in the market. Going forward, we are very bullish about the textile business.
Okay. Sir, could you give me some color on the customers, how they are, new customer, existing customer, new customer addition, I meant, to just understand how we are grabbing this opportunity of global apparel market?
Yeah, we are adding some clients in U.S., and slowly we are improving the presence in U.S. If you look at our presence from last year to this year, we are from 12% to 23%-24% to U.S. We hope that it will improve in the coming periods.
That's helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Monish Ghodke from HDFC Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
This quality control order, which will be effective for cotton bale procurement, so what impact will it have on your cotton procurement strategy?
Sir, just now government has announced that we have to wait and see what kind of the policy or the system or the control, any checklist, or how government is going to monitor all these things, that we have to see. It's only just a week before government has announced. Still there is already all the association has, Jinnah's association has wrote letter to the ministry, because in India, it is not fully organized. If you see, the ginning factories are located in the villages, and so for so many years, there is no system like that. Suddenly bringing like this, if they impose, what kind of the system it will be, what kind of the quality control, how they certify it. That all these things, we have to wait and see, is there any parameter on this, based on that. Now it's almost like half season now. The season starts in October, and say almost like next couple of months is there. We have to wait and see, and how the system works out. Even generally, it is not, just only the announcement came. There is no what kind of, who is going to monitor, how it is certified, all this still we don't know.
Okay. Okay. One more question. This PM MITRA Park, in Tamil Nadu state, it will be in Virudhunagar. Assuming, I know the demand is sluggish now, but assuming the demand improves over time, if you want to set up excess capacity, will you be looking at PM MITRA Park?
We are looking for that also, but still, again, I know that they announced even previously, 2 years back announced, and just 6 months back they announced the location. Still, the land is not identified, and government said they will create all infrastructure facilities. It seems it also will take a long time. Only location they identified, and procurement of land and creating facilities, I think it may take maybe at least a couple of years. We have to wait and see.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Akshay Chheda from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just one question on this yarn side. How is the market shaping up? You did explain the challenges that the smaller players in the south are facing. So does it benefit us in any way? I mean, can we expect the margins to improve in the second half to say 16-17, or it's a far-fetched target? So just this was one question.
We hope that the margins will improve in the second half, and we are seeing some improvement now. We hope that it will reach to a regular level of margins in the second half.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Deepak Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I am whatever.
Article, sir.
Yeah. My question is that I heard that Tamil Nadu government switched all textile industry to enter in technical textile. So are we thinking about that?
No, sir. Technical textiles still, you know, the market is very small, and few people have invested in that, and still not a big way, you know, improving in India. So we are not having any idea of going into technical textiles presently.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of the Biplab Debal Rama from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks again for taking my call. Sir, looking at the outlook, hearing the outlook, just wanted to know, because on the growth number in the previous quarter, console, you said around double-digit growth in FY24. Do you think you would be able to achieve that double-digit growth in FY24 then?
Sir, it is very early to say, but the growth will be there. We are hoping that it's 10 to 12% growth will be there. That's what we hope.
Okay. And one final question on this is that in the textile capex that you have done, and what would be the incremental revenue that we expect from this vortex spinning and capex in textile segment?
Vortex spinning will give a revenue of close to about 140 to 150 crores on an annual basis.
And that would have a similar kind of margin like here?
The margin is more or less stable there. There's like yarn margins it will give, but it will be a stable margin.
So that means 15-16% kind of margin, but stable.
Yeah, 15-16 kind of a margin, it will be stable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Nigam. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much. Just for FY24, you know, you said you've given a target of, say, about, you know, 150 million pieces odd for garmenting. So for FY25, is there a number that you have in mind, like, say, 170 million ballpark? So that's my first question. And the second question is, can you do that with existing capacity, or do you really have to set up something like some kind of brownfield expansion to do that?
We are waiting for the things to improve. If we are doing it, it will be done through a brownfield expansion.
Okay. So with existing capacity, you can only go up to 150 million or so.
152, yeah. That's all.
150 or so. Okay. And in case you do a brownfield expansion, how much time does it take to set it up?
Maybe 2-3 months time.
2-3 months. And we already have like the location and all for that.
Yeah, locations and all, factories are all. In the existing factory only, we need to add lines and increase the capacity.
So 2-3 months for setting it up, and then another 3-4 months maybe to sort of ramp it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Sounds good. Nothing else from me for now. I think, operator, there is one question in the queue.
Yes, sir. The next question is from the line of Sundar from Avandis Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So thanks for the questions. But one clarification that I needed very specific to the last question that was raised in terms of brownfield. I said this time in the annual report, we had mentioned that we are doing a brownfield which can add about 10 to 20 million pieces. Will that not come through FY24, sir?
Sir, it is on pipeline. Yeah, just waiting for the market to improve. Once it is improves, we can do it. So, the machines are all available off the shelf. We can do it because facilities are all available. We can do it.
Right, and the required amount of labor, so that's also available easily?
And that can be added.
Right, sir. And just one hypothetical question here is that last time when we did that addition at Chengapalli for 42 million pieces, we did it at about a 14-month time frame. Now, should we assume a similar time frame if we were to do another greenfield?
Greenfield, maybe it will take.
It will take about 14, 15 months, sir?
Yeah. Because the construction will take about 6, 7 months. The ramping up will take about 9 months to 1 year.
Right, sir. Fair enough. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Nigam for his closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much everyone for joining this call. And many thanks to the management for their insights. And sir, if you have any closing comments to make, then that will be great.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Abhishek, once again.
Okay.
KPR has a positive outlook for the future with its key strengths, and we believe that we will be able to deliver better performance in the years to come with the strong support from all the stakeholders. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.